Bava Bafa Yerushalmi, Korah's Pan Dabar Bafa Bavli, Daf Kuf, Lamed Ches, we begin the Yerushalmi and Daf Chavov, Amad Aleph, on the ninth line with the word Ha'ime Yenathanu Nechosai. Ha'ime Yenathanu Nechosai Leploini, Meith Ploini, Leploini, Meith Ploini, Leploini, Arishon Rishon Koidim. If a person says, my property should be given to Ploini, and if he dies, it should go to Ploini, and if he dies, it should go to Ploini, we award the property according to the order of that list. If a second person dies in the life of the first eats from the produce of the land, and if he dies, it should be returned to the inheritors of the giver. If a third person died in the life of the second person, the first eats from the produce, and if he dies, it should be returned to the inheritors of the giver. Rebbe says, if the second and third people die in the life of the first eats from the produce and acquires the land as well. Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel Omer, Ein lo ela achilas peres bo vado. Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel says, no, he only eats from the produce, he doesn't actually get the field. Chizkiya Omer halacha ke Rebbe, and Chizkiya tells us the halacha follows Rebbe. Am Rabbi Yanai, Moide Rebbe she'einoi noisna b'matnas shchiv meira. Rabbi Yanai says, Rebbe agrees that he can't give it as the gift of a deathly old person. Rabbi Yochanan Omer, v'loy b'matnas bari, Rabbi Yochanan says he also can't give it as the gift of a healthy person. It's like the case of a woman who wrote over all her property to a certain person, later she needed the money and sold the property to her husband. Rabbi Yochanan brought that question before Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yanai say that Rabbi agrees that he can't give it as a gift of a deathly ill person. Rabbi Yochanan asked the question, and isn't it a case of a healthy person's gift? The answer is, since this woman must be supported by her husband, surely it's considered the gift of a deathly ill person, since she doesn't need it until after her husband's death. Rejection is, he must only supply her with her basic needs, like bread and legumes. But perhaps she sold eggs and chickens, which are considered a healthy person's gift because they're not basic needs. And this can be answered from that the words of Rebbe and the Baisa said that the first one eats from the produce and acquires the field. This shows that she's able to sell a field even for more than the basic necessities, and a number of people had left out these words in the middle of the sentence we just had. Amrav Yaakov ba'acha tani taman kvur k'mazoynos lehay la kvura mimad tani harishon oicha peiros v'koina karka had the amr moicha karka v'leikeach kvura. Rabbi Yaakov ba'acha says, and he brings a brisa, burial is like food. If she had no one to bury her, the land may be sold to pay for her. As the brisa teaches, the first one eats from the produce and acquires the field. Am Rabbi Yosef Yilein de Kasvin in Sanus Tanai Mamainhu Vakaim Nua Rabbonon. Rabbi Yosef writes that those who write in their Ksuba, if you will hate me and rebel against me, you must give me such and such amount of money, and if I will hate you and rebel against you, I will give you such and such, it's a monetary stipulation, and the rabbis have approved it.